yesterday for 10 minutes as to whether the purpose of the Sefer is to give us this magic bullet that, you know, that tefillah will solve all our problems, be a panacea. It's a way of somehow bringing shefa, undeserved shefa, to the world. Chas v'shalom, that's not certainly what I think is intended. Certainly not what I intended. I think maybe it put things in a slightly different context. We say al shalosh advarim ha'olam omid, al Torah, al ha'avoda, v'al gemilus chasadim. Everyone understands that the world stands on Torah. Stakel b'raisa ubara alma. Torah is chayei olam. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. The Nefesh HaChayim, Rav Chaim Volozhin quotes the Zohar, that were there to be a moment in the history of the world where Torah would not be learned, the entire world would return to tohu vavohu. The concept that in Volozhin they would run around the clock, that they would be responsible for the continuity of the Briyim. Lo es brisi shemayim v'aretz, chukos shemayim v'aretz lo samti. Just derech agav, there's a very nice story of Rav Uchenstein that someone told me that when he was still living in Yerushalayim in the Katamon, he used to daven by Rav Eliezer of Zatzal, and once Motzei Tisha B'Av, after Kiddush Levana, he went back into the shul to learn. And so someone asked him afterwards whether he was being a Volozhiner, that when everyone was eating, that at least he would be keeping the world going by learning. So he said, "Ma pitom, I haven't learned for 24 hours. What's the first thing you do? You eat or you learn? First thing you do is you learn." So in terms of Torah, everyone understands that Torah is an ikar, it's a yesod. In terms of gemilas chasadim, hu hadin, dor hamavul, stone, Kodesh Baruch Hu will overturn the world if there's no gemilas chasad, if there's gezel, if there's no hachnasas orchim. So that everyone understands. Tefillah, however, particularly those who learn the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Yud, that as opposed to Torah, which is Chayei Olam, Tefillah is Chayei Shah, and that people who are Tarasim and Nasim can have all sorts of dispensations in terms of Tefillah. So a person can say, "Look, I'm into learning. Tefillah is not my thing." In Chazaras Hashatz, I look around if there are 9 other people listening to the Shliach Tzibur, so I'll learn. Hu Hadin, in other words, why? You know, it's if Pesukim Zeh drags out, so I'll say it quickly, and I'll get in my starim. During Karbachi and Kabbalah Shabbos, I could finish Shas Misnayas. In other words, someone views Tefillah simply as a backdrop for little pieces of learning. That's what I think over here Rav Pinkus is trying to point out, that we're dealing over here with Yesod. Shloshet from Hogam Omed, not only on Torah, not only on Gemilas Chesed, but also on Avoda, and Avoda Shebalev Zohi Tefila. And in that sense, in that context, we spoke about the fact that what Tefila serves as is the Makeh B'Patish, that even if everything else is in place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And this is Rav Pinkus speaking, this is the Ramchal speaking, and the Ramchal is speaking Al Pi HaZohar, Al Pi Torah Sasod, that everything can be in place. Kal Yisrael could be Zakai to a Geula from Mitzrayim. But if there's no Vayishmas Na'akosam, there's not going to be a Geula from Mitzrayim. That it requires the Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that only when the Tefillah accompanies everything else, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to open up whatever Shefa has to be opened up. And we pointed out at the very end last time that the Tefillah we're talking about is only Na'aka, but also could very well be Shira. That was the Chisaron of Chizkiyo HaMelech, who could have been Mashiach, but he didn't say Shira. I Chizkiyahu lo haya midan va'ad Beersheva tinok v'tinokas shelo yadu bazeh bazeh bazeh. In other words, that from the time of David HaMelech, there was no one who was marbitz Torah like Chizkiyahu and Balamuna, etc., etc. But without the Shira, that is not enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring in the Shefa. The makar of all of this is the Gemara. As everything is, there's a makar in the Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin, Andaf Samach, that Rashi quotes in Parashas Bereishis. And in Parashas Bereishis, we have the pasuk v'cholsiyah hasoda terem yeh ba'aretz v'chol esev hasoda terem yitzmach ki rohim tir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz v'odam ayin la'avodas ha'adama. So Rashi explains over here, what's the smichus parashios between the terem yitzmach and the odam ayin? And Rashi explains that Kodesh Baruch Hu put everything on the Saf, that even when it says that on Yom HaShlishi, Batotze Ha'aretz Desh, doesn't mean Batotze, it means that the Aretz was about to be Motzi Desha. Everything is in place. The Kodesh Baruch Hu held back Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted man to see a Sahara desert and look up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, what did you do here? For this, in other words, you created the world that nothing should grow. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hearing that tefillah, would bring Geshem. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create a world to be empty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world to be full. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created that the Makeh B'Patish of Tzinoras HaShefa is the Tefillah, and the Gemara in Chulin over there ends off, Melamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'aveh L'Tefilasan Shel Tzadikim. And that basically is one of the main messages of Sefer Bereishis. We find HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Avraham Avinu that, don't worry, look at the Kochavim, look at the Farharets, these are going to be your generations. And here he has one son, Yitzchak, and Rivka is an Akara. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise? So it says, you know, it's Vaye Oser Lo Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Yitzchak's tefillos. What do you mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Yitzchak's tefillos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim to have Tocha to Avraham. So you can have Avtocha to Avraham, but without a tefillah, nothing is going to go. Okay, so that's the background that we're dealing with. We're trying to develop a sensitivity to the third spoke of the wheel, to the third leg of the stool, the Torah Avoda and Gemilus Chasadim. The Torah and Gemilus Chasadim, I don't think we have to speak about, but Avoda requires sometimes a chizuk. Now, in my edition, the Banamid of Testament Aleph, where he quotes a statement of Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital says as follows: Bedoros harishonim shachachme hagemara hoyesam torasam keva uba ikar avodosam va'ata, writes Rav Chaim Vital, v'ikvesa demishicha ikar ha'avoda hi hatfila. Now, what does Rav Chaim Vital mean? Does he mean to say that when Chazal said Talmud Torah keneged kulam, they're only talking for their generation, and were Abaye to appear nowadays, he would say Tefillah keneged kulam? No, Chas v'Shalom, Talmud Torah keneged kulam is a reality. One can't compare anything to Talmud Torah. But the way that one can understand it is, if one would compare, take Rosh Hashanah. Someone who learns Daf Yomi also on Rosh Hashanah. And he also listens to Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So if we'll ask, how do we compare a Daf Yomi, which is learned on Rosh Hashanah, to Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Which gets more brownie points? So, in terms of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, in other words, clearly, learning a Daf Yomi in Rosh Hashanah is of a higher degree of Avodas Hashem than listening to Tkiya Shofar. But everyone will agree that the Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is Tkiya Shofar. Right? No one would say the Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is Daf Yomi. The Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, namely that you can have a mitzvah where even though Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam could override the mitzvah in a formalistic sense, but there are times and places where certain mitzvahs have their inner importance. Right? In other words, if you learn Daf Yomi, the night of the Seder, clearly it's Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. But the Leil HaSeder, the Achilas Matzah, the Shtiyas Arba Kosos, the Achilas Amorah, that's the essence of the Avoda of Leil HaSeder. So Hu Hadin, that's the concept over here, that Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam is a given for all generations. But just as within the course of a year, we have times of a certain Avoda Sayom, we have an Avoda of Rosh Hashanah, and an Avoda of Sukkot, and an Avoda of Pesach, and we have an Avoda of Rosh Chodesh, etc., etc. We have Avodas of day, Avodas of night. So also in that context, in Ikvasa de Meshicha, in this period of Jewish history, Tefillah stands out as being the unique Avoda of the generation. Why should that be? Why should Tefillah be the unique Avoda of the generation? That we'll stop with for today. Okay, we'll continue Bli Neder tomorrow. I didn't mean it that way, it's okay.